We're really proud that we were able to come together with Bell Hospital to be able to coordinate behavioral health services. They're actually going to be transitioning Bell Behavioral Services over to Great Lakes Recovery Centers as of May 1st. So come Monday, May 4th, folks will walk in the office in Ishpeming, and it'll have a Great Lakes Recovery sign. But really, there's not going to be much difference in that. We're happy to have the staff that were present before that are going to be with us now. The services are going to be the same. In fact, we're actually looking at having expanded services and expanded insurance options for folks, not only in the Ishpeming office, but some of our other locations as well. So we're pretty excited.
There's a lot of different reasons this could have happened. Let's hear about it. What was the main thrust for this type of partnership or this type of transference, if you will?
Well, I know for us, we had been getting into behavioral health, more of the mental health side, for 3 or 4 years. This past year, we really picked things up. Dr. John Olesnovich has been heading up our clinical services for our mental health side. And Bell had an opportunity where I think with most of the hospitals, they're really trying to concentrate on their core. And we had been talking for a couple of months, and we were able to solidify a transition that really kept everything in place. And that was the key for both of us. We really wanted to keep those folks on the west end of the county happy with the services that were there.
So for someone that is a client, what changes, if any, are they going to see?
They're going to see a little bit of changes in paperwork. They're going to see the name outside the door. Bell Hospital will be closing their Harvey office, but all that means is folks that were seen in Harvey can now come into Marquette at our outpatient office right here on Coles Drive and be seen there. So in all actuality, they're not going to see much difference whatsoever.
I guess there isn't an easy answer for this, but the services, when we talk about behavioral health, are we focusing on adults? I know that like addiction issues and that sort of thing are Great Lakes Recovery's sort of bread and butter, but who are the services being provided for?
Services are provided for just about everybody, from children, adolescents, couples, families, marriage counseling, folks that have issues with depression, with PTSD, with autism issues, just a wide variety of different things. We're going to be able to offer a number of different testings with Dr. John Olesnovich, our clinical director, pre-surgical assessments if everybody's looking into bariatric surgery, psychological testing and assessments, educational testing, our substance abuse assessments and treatment that we've been doing for 20 plus years, we're going to be able to maintain.
I find this actually a very encouraging conversation because we hear so much doom and gloom in the medical field in particular right mm-hmm. now, with staffs being cut and this department being cut and this, that, and the other thing. Bell Hospital actually almost sounds like the initiative from them was to, we want to keep these services going. How do we make it work? And in comes your organization.
Absolutely, absolutely. That was really key for them. They knew that there's a vital service there that the community would be very disappointed and hurt if they lost. And that was something that, again, we worked towards, is to make sure that the community on the west end of the county really wouldn't see any practical difference in the services they receive.
Now, you mentioned the closing of the Harvey office, but again, the upshot of that is that just swings everybody about 5 miles closer into town.
Exactly. Yeah, the Harvey office will close come the end of the month, but those folks that were seeking services there will have the same services available at our Marquette outpatient offices.
And that's on Coles Drive.
Correct.
Number one thing to drive home on this point is very little will change other than the outward appearance.
They'll see a sign on the front door that says Great Lakes Recovery Centers. The staff, for the most part, will be the same. We're actually excited because it gives us the opportunity to utilize some of the staff and their expertise at some of our other locations so that we're actually able to expand our base of services across a number of locations. We're looking at increasing some of our insurance options for folks, expanded services with our clinical director coming in. So I think it's going to be a win-win situation for just about everybody.
One of the key points here is you're talking about these services in this particular transference as being referred to by someone as a physician at Bell Medical.
Mm-hmm.
That's one option of finding out more about the behavioral health options you guys have at Great Lakes Recovery. If someone doesn't have that maybe and they just want to find out more, how could they contact you and find out about the services your agency provides?
There's a couple of different ways. They can call our administrative offices at 906-228-9699, or hop on the website, which is www.glrc.biz, B-I-Z.